Welcome to, I think it's our last keynote of the day. If you're in here, I'm sure you know who our next speaker is, that's for sure. He is a legend of gaming journalism. He is one of the original founders of Electronic Games Magazine, which I think still stands as one of probably the greatest magazine about video games that just stands to this day. He is also a great storyteller. If you've ever read his semi-regular columns on digital press or even some of his old Richie Rich comics, then you know he can spin a yarn. And I was really happy to find out that he's coming out with a book called Confessions of a Game Doctor, and it's scheduled to be released this November by Relenta Press. He's also one of my personal heroes, and he's also a great guy. So if you could please help me welcome Bill Kunkel.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I also want to give credit where credit's due. Cab is absolutely the godfather of this book. He's the guy who came up to me and said, you know, you ought to take these things and do something with them. And I thought, you know, well, I'm doing something with them. I'm writing them and they're being published. And he said, no, put them in a book. And I said, who would be stupid enough to publish a book? Lenny Herman. And I called Lenny up and he said, yeah, absolutely, I'd love to do it. And the more I get into it, the more I loved it, because I found that, you know, originally I was all, you know, Confessions of the Game Doctor, blah, blah, blah. It was going to be all history, you know, it was going to be what it was like in the early days. And I began writing that stuff, and there was a lot of that stuff, but it kept bringing up stories. It was like building a house, and you find bones underneath of dead bodies. And that's what I was finding. I kept finding these hilarious dead bodies. And one of the stories I told a couple of people earlier, that you never hear this story, okay? You never would hear this story. But back, oh God, in the 80s, during the days when CES ruled the world, Brodabun paid a premium price to get a location. The location was at the foot of the elevator that took you to the lower level. I mean, the whole ride down the elevator, you were looking straight ahead at that Brodabun booth, and the minute you got off, you were walking right into that Brodabun booth. Now, Datamos, which was operated by a fascinating fellow who I've also written about at great length, had a relationship with a fellow named Captain Sticky. I don't know if anybody remembers Captain Sticky, but there was a show called Real People on CBS back in the 80s, and the idea was they could find these goofy idiots and they were real people. Okay, and he was a real-life crime fighter. He may have looked more like a dilapidated Knights of Columbus, but he was, in fact, he drove around a sticky mobile that fired marshmallows, and he always had several females accompanying him. He had a relationship of some sort, God, I don't even want to speculate, with Annie Sprinkle, the famous nude model and photographer. Okay, so he could get any women he wanted in the country. So through this deal, we get the Datamos booth filled with 15 of the most beautiful women you have ever seen in your life. And every guy riding down that elevator rode like this. Okay, at the end of the show, you could have said, what'd you think of the Brodabun booth? There was Brodabun booth? You know, and just, you know, little things like that. These little bones kept coming up. And one of the bigger bones that came up that I thought I'd like to read to you is from a chapter called Activision Gets the Fickle Finger of Cats.